How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're tuned in to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted, where I bring you a brand new episode every single day documenting my journey as an independent musician, as well as sharing tips and tricks along the way. Today, we are going to begin discussing some lies of the music industry. So, quick little preview too. I have a new something that I'm coming out with that I'm really excited about. I want to launch it in April, but I'm not sure exactly when. I just kind of today picked a date for a month from today. Today's March 22nd. So I want to release this new project March 26th. All right. I don't have a final title yet, but I kind of have a title in there. A working title. Right now, I want to call it the Born Fighter Playlist. Basically, what I'm going to be doing is taking a bunch of my songs... and putting them into a playlist, and also putting in a few free bonuses, one of which I had the idea, talked to my mom about it, one of which is to write a book. And I've never written a book, but I've talked about it. It's going to be short. Like, I'm not talking about a whole 100, 200, 300 page book. I'm talking more about, you know, something that just kind of gets straight to the point that I can, you know what I'm saying, that I can really have, that I can have as an offer. But basically, I'm thinking this is what I want to do. I want to call it 10 Lies of the Music Industry, the Secrets That Record Labels Don't Want Artists to Know. Something like that. Again, working title, maybe something more like 10 Lies of the Music Industry, : How You Can Avoid Them to Achieve Success. I like that too. How You Can Avoid Them to, yeah, I like that. How artists can avoid them to achieve independent success. Love that. There we go. Oh, I guess I could also call the book Born Fighter. Huh. I didn't think of that. I could also call the book Born Fighter. I didn't think of that at all. I'm going to put that. I could also call the book Born Fighter, LOL. Put it in night. Born. I'm the kind of guy where I can't, if I have an idea, I gotta write it down. Sorry. So, all right, so, yeah, so I'm just gonna read off some of the lies that I have right now. I have 12 written. I wanna dial it down to 10, but I have 12, and I wanna write even more. Here's another one. You need to pay a PR firm. My bad, y'all. All right, I'm just going to stop writing right now. If I come up with other ones. Okay. Okay. So here's what we've got. I'm gonna read them. Now I have 14. I just came up with two more. I have 14 written down, okay? But I want to dial them down to 10. I'm the type where, like, when it comes to brainstorming, like, currently you're literally listening to me brainstorm. But when it comes to brainstorming, it's really important that you just write down any ideas that you have no matter what and then dial it back. It's easier to take a bunch of ideas and dial them down than it is to be like, all right, I can't think of any more ideas. You know, sort of like with videos, when you make a video, you should have too much. I mean, you can never have too much footage, because any good videographer is going to tell you, yeah, it's easier when I'm editing to just like delete things than it is while I'm editing to think, damn, we didn't get enough footage, which I've been through that before with videographers where they're like, hey, we didn't get enough footage. It's like, that's bad, because then you have to go out and film an extra day, and it's like, we could have just done all this the days we filmed. So anyway, I digress. So let's try, I'm just going to read them off. I'm not even going to go into any of them. I'll go into a couple of them, a little bit more in depth, but so here's what they are. Number one, you know what? I'm debating whether I should read all of them right now or if I should just... I'm gonna read them all right now, I guess. I'll read all of them and then I'll just kind of go over some of them. All right, let's just do that. All right, so I'm gonna do this. So number one, I'm just gonna put it like this. Number one, you need a producer, meaning a music producer / audio engineer. Okay, so there's number one. Number two, I guess this goes under number two, I guess. Never mind. I was going to say, so with that one, the you need a producer / audio engineer, under it, I wrote, you need a lot of expensive equipment to professionally record your own music. So I'm reading lies off right now. So there's one. Two, you need a lot of financial backing. Three, you need a record label. Four, you need to live in a big market city like Los Angeles or New York. Five, you need to have a big social media following. Emphasis on big. Six, you need connections to make it. Seven, it's all about the music. That one is a big one. I mean, I could arguably make that one either number one or number two. And in fact, I might do that. I actually am going to do that. We're making that one point number one. Yep. Because I want to start the book off with that. It's all about the music. Like, it's... I'm going to get into that. Let's see. You need connections to make it. Number eight. No one cares about your music if you aren't already famous. Nine. No one buys music anymore. 10, music has no value. 11, you need a lot of streams on Spotify and Apple Music. Wait, this transitions. The last one I said was 11, you need a lot of streams on Spotify and Apple Music. 12, you need to pay a PR firm to get noticed. 13, you need to look rich for people to take you seriously. So these are 13. I think there's a few of them where I'm like, eh, I could take that out. Like, I'm not sure which ones. Like you need a lot of financial backing. I might take that out. I'll put a red, we'll see. You need a record label thing. Maybe I'll take it out because it's such a, like... It's so basic at this point. It's like, dude, every independent artist knows you don't need a record label. And hella people have already said it, so I might take that out. The PR firm thing, it just doesn't seem that important. The one that's right now tough, too, is the no one buys music anymore and music has no value thing. Because those are kind of the same. Yeah, they are actually. No one buys music anymore because music has no value. That's really, yeah. Okay, I'm actually going to keep You Need a Record Label in there. I'm going to keep that because I like that one. I think this one, You Need a Lot of Financial Backing. I'm not sure yet. So anyway, yeah, I mean, so those are the ones, you know, and here's the thing. It's kind of funny. You don't need a lot of stuff to really get your career off the ground. I mean, to get it, I guess it depends on your goals. But I know when it comes to, you know, when it comes to actually making it, I guess you could say making a living. I mean, damn near most of these things, like, all of these are lies, you know, and they're all predicated on pretty much the same topic. Well, they all come back to this one thing. Like, they come back to this one answer, this one fact, which is you can literally sell music directly to your fans using all of the tools on social media, or not social media, all the tools and technology at our disposal, things like ClickFunnels, Facebook ads, and email marketing. You can, once you find out how to actually bring people into what you've got going on, you know what I mean? Like, once you find out how to get people's attention, keep their attention, and then convert them, you pretty much realize all the other things you don't need. For example, like streams. You need a lot of streams on Spotify and Apple. You don't. You don't need any streams. You don't even need to have Apple Music and Spotify. You don't need that. You need to get people's attention, and then you need to keep their attention. That's it. That has nothing to do with... So you could do that through building a web page where you grab people's attention and make them want to see what you've got going on, and then you make them an offer they can't refuse, something that they love so much, something that they feel is so valuable based on, you know, your value proposition and your value stack. And then you can also like get people to see that web page using email marketing, and you can get people on your, you know, or using Facebook ads. It's like, literally, it's not as hard as I used to think. It's crazy. It's not as hard as I used to think because I actually have done it now. Now I've gone through some reps with Decade Collection and I actually did it. So there's just, I'm writing these lies. It's so crazy, like winning. I feel like I had a win. Like the Decade Collection launch, the way it went, yeah, it wasn't as big of a win as I thought, but I did win. I didn't dominate the way I wanted to, but I won. And getting a win, it feels, not only does getting a win feel good, but getting a win feels good because you can really start to have more clarity. Like, I don't know, people who say you can learn from losing. Obviously you can learn from losing. There's no questions about that, but you can learn a lot from winning too. And I would argue that I've gotten way more growth. I've gotten so much more growth from winning than I have from all the losses. When you lose, you kind of are like, I don't really know what to do. Like, I did this thing and it didn't really work and I don't know why. Or maybe I know why and I don't know what to do. Or maybe, oh yeah, I'll try this next thing, but I don't know if the next thing's gonna work. For me, it's like, I won. I'm gonna make another version of that win. Like, I'm gonna do that again a tiny bit differently, but not much differently. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Like, when you play a basketball game, or you play golf, or you play freaking, I don't know, any other sport, you won because of certain things that you and your team did. You're going to want to do those things again or make them better. So it's not about like, oh, you can learn the most from losing. I think that's not true. I don't think you can learn the most from losing. I think you can learn from losing, and you shouldn't consider losses losses. Consider them learning experiences. And you're motivated to, it depends though. I was going to say you're motivated to go out and get after it more when you lose because you have that pain. But sometimes that pain is too much for people to handle and they quit. When you win, you're so hyped up to get more of that. When you've tasted winning, like really tasted it, you're like, I need more of that. I need bigger wins. You know, I need more of that kind of thing happening. You know, I need that to happen. So that's, you know, that's the deal, right? That's really the point you want to be at, you know? That's the point you want to be at in your career is at a point where you're stacking up some wins. So anyway, these lies about the music industry, I haven't finalized them yet. I just literally wrote this list today. I'm going to write the book literally on a Word doc, and I'm going to pay somebody on Fiverr to make it look cool. Pretty much it. Arguably, maybe I won't. I might just do it myself on Canva, honestly. I mean, it's all I need to do is come up with a title and a cover. You know, I don't know what the cover exactly would be, but I don't know. I have a few things in mind. I don't know. I have some things in mind. I have a couple ideas in mind. But anyway, I'm excited for the next launch. You know, I'm excited for this next thing. You know, I want to take less than a month to do it. I would like to like hustle and get it done faster, but you know, I'm going to do the best I can to just get after it. You know, I'm going to do the best I can to get things done faster. I'm going to do the best I can to just launch and finish and see what happens. But now that I've won, I'm like, yes, let's do that again. Let's do it again. Let's get the next one. You know what I mean? And, really what I'm trying to do this year is find things that have a winning formula, really come up with that winning formula for myself so that I can have sustained success. Like, every marketer's dream is to be able to just throw money at ads and they work and you convert at a break even and then profitable, you know, result. Like, that's what everybody wants. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, that's perfection. You put a dollar in, you get $2 back. You put a dollar in, $2.5, $3, $4, $5 back. That's like, oh my God, we're going to go, you know, we're going to go crazy when we do that. You know, and now I'm doing that for my music and it's great. And I'm super excited to do that. I'm very happy to not be chasing the same things that I used to chase. I used to chase, I need to get on these Spotify playlists. I need to get a lot of followers. And the reason that while I was doing that chase, I was so discouraged was because I'd never felt like the end result would be good anyway. You know, I always was like, oh, I want 100,000 followers on Instagram. But then I'm like, even if I had that, would that be cool? And it hit me. I was like, that wouldn't even be that cool. Like, I wouldn't even care that much because that's not my goal. You know, that's part of the people's problem. I hear people set their goals. My friends do this all the time too. And I let them do their thing. I'm letting people set their goals and tell me them. I'm not going to correct people's goals anymore. But, you know, I hear these things and I'm like, dude, that's not even a goal. It's like I used to do the same exact thing. You're putting a task You're putting a task on yourself that you think will help you achieve your bigger goal, but you're making the task your goal. The goal isn't, for example, the goal is not to put out a song a week until you blow up. The goal is to blow up, right? For example, my goal isn't I'm going to put out this many funnels. I'm going to put out this many albums. I'm going to put out this many songs. That's my goal. No, that's not my goal. The goal is to make $100,000 in 1 year profit before taxes as a musician. That's my goal. That's my goal. You know, then the next goal is $1 million. That's my goal. So I used to want, like, a couple months ago, I mean, if you've been listening to the pod, you know, you'll hear that I was like, hey, I'm going to put out a song a week. You know, I'm gearing up for that. And the reason I did that was because I didn't know what was going to happen with Decade Collection. I was building the Decade Collection launch, but I was like, hey, if Decade Collection just totally bombs, like flops, like crazy, does nothing for me, then I'm going to do the song a week. But it didn't. It did actually okay. Like, I was like, oh, wait, Decade Collection did well. It's a process I can replicate. I know where the bottlenecks in my process were. Like, I know where in my process things got messed up. Like, I know why things didn't work certain ways and I can fix it for the next one. So, like, I'm like, wait, so I actually have a way to achieve my goal of 100 grand without putting out a song a week, not knowing what's going to happen. So I'm not going to put out a song a week for 6 months or a year. You know, maybe I'll put out a song a week for 2 months. You know, that's 8 songs. You know, just 8 songs in a row leading up to an album or a project. You know, maybe I'll do something like that. But I'm not interested in just doing things because they sound like they'll work anymore. I'm interested in, like, no, well, what's the actual goal? You know, I'm building a business here. It's math. Goals are math. You need math behind your goals. When you have goals, if it's just like, I just want to feel better, I want to get in better shape, that's not a goal, dude. That's like a concept. You need a number. Like, what? How much weight do you want to lose? Or what body fat percentage do you want to be at? Or how many customers do I want? Like, for me, I want 1,000 customers. Because if I have 1,000 customers, all I would have to do is have them spend... No, not 1,000 customers. Well, yeah, we want 1,000 customers. And we want all of them, on average, to spend $100 a year. So that's my goal. Do you hear the numbers? Then if I can get 10,000 customers to spend $100 a year, we're at $1 million. We're at $1 million. It's called numbers. It's called numbers. You dig? It's literally numbers. Like, it's putting numbers behind things, right? And so that's really what you got to do to make it to that next level in life and your career that we don't do. Well, 100,000 Instagram followers is numbers. Yeah, but dude, you're focusing on the wrong stuff. I don't know. I've noticed personally, I've been noticing from email lists that I'm subscribed to and advertisements here and there that, like, I think people are starting to wake up to the whole, like, social media isn't the only way to build a profitable business thing. Like, I think a lot of people are waking up to the idea that, like, social media is not the best form of promotion anymore. You know, I'm not saying social media is dying. It's not. It's just changing. You know, you can't post things anymore and just expect to go viral. You can do that on some platforms like YouTube sometimes and TikTok, but it's really hard and it's not worth your time to even go viral. It's not going to really do anything for you. If you get viral to the level of, like, on TikTok, Charli D'Amelio, Addison Rae, like, and folks like that, you know, those girls are so big. Like, they've gotten so many followers on Instagram and TikTok. They're so famous that, you know, now, like Addison Rae can come out with makeup and she'll make hella money from that. You know, Addison Rae can be a model and she will do more good. Like, if she's modeling for clothing, let's say, she will do more good for that clothing company than the clothing company will do for her. She's at that point where she could do shout outs. And literally, I've seen these before where she posts a TikTok of her dancing and the caption isn't even a caption. It's just tagging another user. And I'm like, who is this user? And I'll go click on them. They have like 20,000 followers. I'm like, this is just some paid shout out bullshit. It's crazy. She probably makes thousands off those. And she'll do like 10 a day. She'll probably get $1,000 per shout out. She'll get 10 grand a day, let's say, and boom, she's on her way. Maybe she gets 2,000. Who knows? You know, now that girl, Addison Rae, is managed by Kris Jenner. You know, that's the Kardashian mom, who's a business ninja, right? She's like kind of the reason behind all their success. She's a ninja. She's managing Addison. Pretty sure she's managing Addison Rae. Either her or some one of those Kardashians is managing Addison Rae. So that level, and then the D'Amelio chicks are so famous, they got a podcast, they can do whatever they want. You know, they whatever they have, people will buy it. They have such a large amount, but the likeliness of you and me getting that is so low. You have to understand, those are attractive young girls who danced, who look sexy to certain people. Like, that's why they made it. So for you to be like, I'm going to go on TikTok because those chicks did it and I'm going to go viral like those chicks, it's so stupid. You're not, bro. You're either listening to this, you're either a musician or a manager or a music producer, or you have a website you're trying to build so that you can bring value to people. It's completely different than what those girls did. Those girls danced and turned people on. And now people like them. You know, that's the premise. They're also like kind of talented. They're kind of good at dancing. They have very catchy choreography. It's cool. Charli is like good at dancing. Is she the best dancer in the world? No, but she's pretty damn good. And you have to mind that, you have to also understand, she got on TikTok way earlier than a lot of other people. Like, all that whole community of those kids and that hype house thing, they got on TikTok way early on and they were early adopters of something and they were very frequent and consistent. You know, when asked about their success, they say, I don't know, we just posted a lot. Like, they didn't think or do anything particularly smart. They just were in the right place at the right time and they put the work in to actually make all those videos and they did it. You know what I mean? But it had nothing to do with, I'm thinking about bringing value to people and I'm putting systems together and I'm making email. I don't know if I sound salty. I'm just giving you the facts. You know, I know I got off topic today a little. I kind of went on a tangent. But the reason I'm saying this is because that's the thought process going behind you thinking about blowing up with your music. You're trying to be like them. You can't be like them. You're not them. There's other ways to find success at a way different level. You know, look at guys like Legion Beats. Like, you might not even know who Legion Beats is, but the dude's built two different million-dollar businesses, and he's not famous. He's famous in a small community. But Legion Beats, okay, so like that's a great example, actually. Like, I love talking to him about social media. Because he's like, and he's a much different personality than me, so I'm going to try to speak more in his tone. But, like, Legion Beats, like, I'm going to go to his Instagram right now. I'm going to go to, he has two. So he has Legion Beats Instagram, which is 63,000 followers. And then he has Legion Gabe, which is his personal brand, which is 27,000. So overall, he's got about 80, 90,000, right? About 80, 90,000 followers. It's not a lot. Maybe you think it is. Okay. You know, maybe you think it's a lot. Let's say it is. But he built two different million-dollar businesses. Two different million-dollar businesses. And the guy does not have 100,000 followers. He built the million-dollar business when he had like 40,000 followers. I know that. Probably even less. So we keep looking at these social media followings. You know, I got another guy, Garrett J. White. Let's see if he has his Instagram. Garrett J. White. Thank you. So this dude, Garrett White, look this dude up, by the way. Freaking goals, bro. He's like, I don't even know how old he is. He looks like he might be on the older side, 40s. Dude, shredded, ripped, total badass, hot wife, great family, right? Very wealthy. What he does is he teaches people. He teaches, I'm pretty sure he focuses on men, but he focuses on teaching men who own businesses. Men who own businesses, how to be better fathers and husbands and how to just live a more balanced lifestyle. Okay? He has 37,000 followers on Instagram. 37,000. And the dude has, his business is an eight-figure business. Eight-figure business. Do you know what that means? Eight figures? I'm sure it's even more. That means it's in the tens of millions. Tens of millions. You understand that? Tens of millions. It's ridiculous that all of us think we need social media, bro. We don't. We literally don't. You don't need that. You need to be smart about what you do with your actions. I could go on and on. I'm super ranting right now, but like, this is what you need to hear, bro. Understand, learn email marketing, learn advertising, learn funnel building, learn offer creation, learn real marketing, and you'll see what I see, all right? If you got value out of this podcast, do me a favor. Share it with a friend. I can almost guarantee that somebody out there that you know needs this stuff. I can almost guarantee that someone needs this. Send it to them, man. They need to hear this, all right? Again, thank you for listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Peace. Hey, hey, hey. Get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo. Get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo. Get it how I want, get it how I want, get it how I want, get it how I want.